Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Okay, Chef Anna Hall from Myrtle Restaurant in London, good afternoon.
Hi, Brendan, how's it going?
Grand. Did you call them scallions or spring onions growing up?
Scallions.
Oh, yeah. I need to check my privilege. We call them spring onions.
Well, spring onions is technically correct, but I think scallions is if you eat them all year round.
I like it. Okay, we'll go with that. All right. So, listen, what we're actually going to talk about today is people are always looking for things to do with chicken. So you've got things to do with chicken. Can we just talk briefly first about chicken in restaurants? I think, like a lot of people, I always feel I've been defeated by a menu if I order the chicken in a restaurant because, you know, you can have chicken at home is kind of the view.
Yeah. I think that's a fair point. But the nicer the restaurant, the more special the chicken would be. So we kind of take chicken for granted a little bit, I think, because of its affordability. But when you go to like a more finer restaurant, if they put chicken on the menu, they're going to really celebrate where it comes from and do something more than just kind of roast up a chicken breast. So it's I think it's very often a great option.
I think it's there for people who aren't adventurous enough or anything else in the menu. Like this will not be popular, but I think chicken, whatever you do with it, at heart can be quite bland, like, and can be kind of, along with pork, maybe the driest of the meats. But I know people love chicken, okay? Don't start texting, but I'm just putting
so
that out
wrong.
There.
No, you're so wrong. Of all the meats, it's the one that goes with absolutely everything. It's just this perfect canvas that you can add whatever flavour you love.
Exactly, like tofu or something. It's bland, better than tofu. It's what you add to it is, makes the difference.
Yeah.
Okay, so in terms of when we're buying a chicken, free range, slightly more muscular and gnarly they can be, but should we be buying the free range?
Well, okay, so I always say you should buy what you can afford. I don't like the idea of me saying you should spend more money. That's what's the right thing to do. You've got to get by in life, so you should buy what you can afford. If you do have a couple of quid to spend, because it is, as I say, it's a good few more quid to buy a free-range chicken, you're thinking of the life that kind of animal had. So that means they'll have walked around a bit more. It'll be a little bit tougher, the chicken, but it will have more flavour. And if you are spending a bit more money on the chicken, I would recommend take those breasts and when you cook them, carve them and you get much more volume. It looks like a bigger amount of meat, but we eat too much protein during the day. So a little bit goes a long way if it's got lots of flavour.
Okay, so people shouldn't really be having, like, you know, those kind of globular chicken breasts that you can buy packets of 4 and 6 and everything, and it's basically one each. Like, is that a bit much? Yeah,
I think it's a bit much. Yeah, I would definitely have 2 chicken breasts and roast them, whether you're marinating them or you're doing something special with them, and then I carve them. I let them rest for a few minutes, and then I carve them, and you'll get 3 portions out of 2 breasts easily.
Okay, what about some tips for jazzing up said kind of chicken fillet things?
Well, we're the country that really comes from buttermilk, and buttermilk is a great way of adding flavour and also tenderising meat.
Yeah.
So especially if you've gone for the free range, I'd marinate it in the buttermilk, and the buttermilk will take on whatever flavour you want, be it like cumin and chilli or lemon and garlic. It's a great way to kind of, it sticks to the flesh. So then that means that the whole time the flesh is getting that flavour soaking into the core of it. And it doesn't have to be long, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, plenty. And then you can barbecue your chicken, or you can fry it in a pan, or you can roast it in the oven, or grill it, whatever you want, and you'll thank me for it.
Okay, I'd say people might be half afraid of frying chicken breasts, and it's normally into the oven now these days, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. People are afraid of frying because they're worried about getting the pan, you know, leaving a pan empty to heat up is a bit nerve-wracking. And what I always say is that the more you do something, the more confident you become. But if you feel like, no, Anna, I don't want to do that, a grill is amazing. I feel like we've moved away from grilling food, but a grill is great because it heats up quickly and it gives a similar kind of cooking method as frying. So you'll get like that nice sizzle and that kind of caramelization quicker. And you can watch it, you know, if you've got an eye level grill, you can watch it as it's happening so that, you know, you can stop it going too far.
I would say that's another day's discussion, but grills are not like what they used to be. I think that's a lot of people's problem. You can't control a grill the way you could when I was young. Now, we all know that we should probably make our own nuggets and goujons for the kids rather than giving them the kind of processed food like ones. But again, people are kind of afraid of that whole egg flour battering kind of thing, aren't they? But you have a very simple goujons for us.
Yeah, and you've come to the right place. I'm telling you, it's so easy and you'll get more value for your money. You know that the meat is fresher, more nutritious. And I would take a little bit of yogurt or buttermilk. And this is so simple because you don't want to be putting too much flavor in it if you're going to be feeding it to kids and adults at the same time.
Okay.
But I take my chicken and I cut it into slices, or you might already buy it cubed, whatever way you have it. And then I put it in the buttermilk and the yogurt for, you know, 5 minutes is grand, 10 minutes. And then I've got a bowl of polenta or semolina, and I sprinkle a bit of salt in there. Now, you can jazz that up if you're not feeding kids, with a bit of cumin or a bit of chili or a bit of parmesan. And you just roll the chicken in it. And that's it. Your nuggets are ready to go. You can grill them, bake them, or fry them in a pan, or deep fry them, and they'll be delicious.
Cool. Okay, we'll stick that up on the website. Now, you also have Herbie Lemon roasted chicken thighs for us. And I'm glad you said thighs, because I think people have forgotten that there are other parts to the chicken rather than the two disembodied kind of, you know, breast implant bits. And the thighs are much nicer than breasts, aren't they?
Oh, we're singing from the same hymn sheet here. I absolutely agree with you. I don't believe that the breast of the chicken is the best part. It's called the prime cut. So people kind of feel that they've been brainwashed to believe that's the best bit. But actually, the thigh is the best bit. And the wings. The wings are amazing as well. And if you marinate them in, like, just for 5-10 minutes, a bit of garlic, a bit of oil. If you have olive oil, that'd be lovely. And a bit of lemon zest or a bit of thyme or rosemary, whatever you've got. And then you put them in the oven on a high heat or underneath the grill, you'll see that kind of go crispy brown if you've got skin on it. And if you want to take the skin off because you want to be leaner, grand, but you get a lovely golden brown colour on it. And if you squeeze a little bit of lemon juice when it's marinating, that bit of acid gives real balance of flavour. And serve it with whatever you want. You could serve it with spinach, you could serve it with salad, you could have it with mash, whatever you've got in your house. That chicken is going to go with it. And that's what makes it so good. Also, a bit of sweet potato. If you make like a crushed sweet potato, it's a much more kind of healthy version of getting a good carbohydrate in.
Okay, Anna Hoy, you nearly made chicken sound appetizing there. Thank you very much.